your new handouts. We're up to the first page, up to Ois Vav. Ois Vav Zman Hamila B'Yamashmini Min HaTorah B'Boker. Okay, Ois Vav Simen Reish Samach Beis Sif Katan.
But many people do it in the afternoon.
Vav. Not so simple. Zrizim Magdimim L'Mitzvahis. Not at all simple at all. Here, I was trying to prepare a little from the Piskei Teshuvas, the Psakim with Teshuvas. There's so much information about this. Okay, let's see. Okay, Rabbi said, let's learn. Oisvav zman hamila b'yamashmila b'yamatoy b'boiker. Okay, what is the zman of brismila b'boiker mishola amur hashachar? Okay, that's pretty early. B'diyevet amur hashachar could be even 72 minutes before sunrise when it's almost pitch black dark outside. You shouldn't really do that early because 72 minutes is a little bit of a stretch. Maybe 50 minutes or maybe even less. There are different opinions. Halacha l'maisa, what is called Amud HaShachar. The Azhu Yoim, because then it's Yoim. We call Makam Shana Chacham B'Mishnah B'Megillah. The Ein Molin Ela Mishitonei Tzachama. L'chatchila, you should not do Bris Mila until sunrise. This can be a problem in the winter, the early winter. We're past that point in time. You have an early bris. People have a tendency to make the bris very, very early. And they can finish...
2 minutes.
What?
Here, 42 minutes.
Before sunrise. Which sheet is that? That's
also has to do with electricity. Before the light bulb, they couldn't do it that early.
It doesn't matter. Halacha doesn't change.
As long as the
mile source. Halacha, you have candlelight. What's the problem? You have candlelight. No, it doesn't matter. It's just as good. You have candlelight. You illuminate the room. Halacha l'maisa, you have to wait until halacha l'chatchila. You're supposed to wait until sunrise. In the winter time, that can be, I don't know, it's not on the shortest day of the year. What, so you're going to daven? You're going to daven the whole davening from Alois HaShachar. And then you're going to want to do the bris right away. The
latest sunrise is like 7:25.
7:25. So that's a big problem, right? So people are going. People 7:25. Everyone's already out the early minyanim. So if you want to do an early bris milah chatil, you have to wait until 7:25. That's what it says. You have to wait until good morning. How are you? So we call makom hanachah b'mishnah the ein mol elam mishnah to tonet sachama ach im mol me'amud hashachar b'diavad. If you did not follow the rules and the bris milah was done after halos hashachar yotza. Not everyone is exact. Not everyone is knowledgeable to know when exactly is Alois HaShachar. Alois HaShachar, because it's not something which it's hard to tell when the crack of dawn. Therefore, it's shrichin lahamtin aranetz ayin sham. So it seems that it's a din derabbanan. It's not a din derayis. Lahalacha, the day lahalacha begins with Alois HaShachar, which is, he's saying, approximately 40, 50 minutes before sunrise, at least here in New York. That is when the halachic day begins. But since not everyone is knowledgeable to know when is Alois HaShachar, you can make a mistake, you can do it when you don't even realize it's 80 minutes before sunrise. And that in halach is called Vaday Laila. And then you're not Yoitza. You need a tof astam bris. So therefore, l'chatchil, the Rabbanan say you should not do bris milah until the sun already has come up. L'chein adin b'chol ha-mitzvos, ha-nohagois b'yoyim v'l'chatchil minei tzachama pir v'diyev kosha me'aloi amud ha-shachar kimavu ha-sham pirit. V'ze loshen ha-rambam. Ein molin l'oilom b'yoyim ela achar alois ha-shemesh. The sun must come up. Bein bizman, whether it is the eighth day of the boy, bein shloi bizman, whether it's past the eighth day. V'yemol misha'ola alois amud ha-shach. Let's say b'diyevet, you did the bris milah after it's alois ha-shachar. Kosher at kan l'shoni, it's kosher b'diyevet. V'nirli, the zed shokasa li'olam, when it says the word le'olam, what does the Rama mean to indicate? Kavanosay af v'shas hatchak. Even when you press for time, it's very, very important. Lo yimol koydim on eitz kevin sinchta chum asru lechatchila va'ayin mash amar b'sif haba, what it's going to say later on. And this will be enough for me. Let's say you're not going to have a minyan. We're going to see later on there's a very big inyan to have a minyan at a bris milah. Let's say people are leaving. If you're not going to do the bris milah now, let's say like you mentioned, the latest sunrise is 7:25 in New York. So let's say you have exactly 10 people and it's 7 o'clock, it's 7:10. And there's one guy that says, listen, I got to go to work. Amcha Yisrael Tshichim Parnasa. If you're not going to let me, you're not going to do the bris milah right now, I'm sorry, I'm going to leave. And you're only going to have 9 people for your bris milah. It's not going to be with a minyan. So, too bad. so you won't have a minyan. It's more important to do it after sunrise than to have other things which are hither. Let's say you can't get a sandik. The sandik wants to be a sandik somewhere else. So he only wants to be the sandik for you if you'll do it right away. All of these things are not important. What is important is that the brismil lechatchila should be done after sunrise. Zayin. What?
After Moel says I'm leaving.
The Moel's not going to be around, right? Who's going to do the brismil?
I'm leaving. I have to have another
job. Okay, so he's putting pressure on you. So it's not right. So don't do it. So don't take him as the Moel. If he's only time he can do the middle of use is going before, then you shouldn't take him as a mole because it's not right. The mole should know that. The lashon hatur, the words of the Torah are ma'oy tamua be'inyan zed. The Torah is very strange. Shakasav zman hamila b'yom shemayna on the 8th leledasa v'yom v'lo b'layla u'mishola alois hashachar shel yom shemayna hu tchilas zmana at kan l'shoynai. So the Torah shockingly says you can do it l'chatchila. It appears to say you can do it l'chatchila after the shachar does not make any mention. You have to wait until sunrise. V'u negad mishnah. What's going on? How could the Torah write this? The Torah says it's contradicted by the mishnah. V'im kavadosu divin haTorah kain. If he means to say who what does ayin chavdal stand for? Imkach, I know what he means over here. Hoyloy lahaskir. He should have said it. If he meant to say that this is the din min haTorah, it's not midrabanan, he should have said the midrabanan ain limol kaidem honeitz kamashakos kamasha amar biatzmoy kain b'orechaim sim tovkov peches lin tkiya shayfer ayin sham. Just like with regard to tkiya shayfer lechatchila, you should wait until sunrise. B'diavad, you can blow shayfer before sunrise as well after alois hashachar. There, the Torah spelled out the difference between sunrise and alois hashachar. So why then did he not spell out the difference with regard to bris milah? Uviemes, Rabbeinu Habeisoyse b'sifra ha'godol kosav sh'yesh chisson b'dvorav, and the answer is you're right. It's a tolos hadafus. There are missing words in the Torah. V'yesh mi sh'kosav d'kavanose d'bitzorach godol. What he really means to say is yochel l'chatchil l'lomol mi'er me'alois ha'shachar. Another suggestion is that if you have a pressing need, like the examples that I gave you, where you're not going to have a minion, you're not going to have, as Yishalmi said, you're not going to have your selected moel, or you're not going to have your sandik, then lechatchila you can do it after alois hashachar. But the Aruch HaShulchan does not like that answer. I don't like that answer. Why lechatchila can you do it when you're shasat chak, when the Mishnah says you have to have it only after sunrise? It's not the way of the Torah to hide his words, to not explain what he means. The Rambam explicitly says it's not so. And the Torah is always taking Ruba de Ruba, the Torah takes it straight from the Rambam. So therefore, let's now look at the Torah. Let's focus on the Beis Yosef. Sheyesh chisson midvodav. He is correct. He's a tos adfus. Ve'oid nirli shesomach al mashama behelcha shayfor. Maybe the Torah assumes that you know what he's. You know his works bal peh. You know his works inside out, and you on your own can extrapolate the same way he already taught you this halacha in regard to shofar. It's obvious the same thing he's going to do when it comes to mila as well. When it comes to Megillah, he also did not explain himself that the Megillah should be read after sunrise. They rely upon what they said before. Okay, so that's itself is interesting. You saw it. The bottom line of the year is you have three halachas. At least we learned three things today. At least that you're not allowed l'chatchila to do a bris milah, not allowed to blow shofar, you're not allowed to lay in the Megillah until after sunrise. You can already daven after alois hashachar. Alois hashachar b'diavad is even 72 minutes before sunrise. That's a very long time, 72 minutes before sunrise. We don't like to rely upon that. That's a b'diavad to rely upon being so early, but sometimes people do that. They do rely upon that. L'chatchila you should wait at least until like 50 minutes or 40 minutes to wait until you daven, to start davening. So b'diavad, if you already do it at that point in time, it's okay. But l'chatchila, these three things can only be done, should only be done after sunrise. V'shanu chachamim b'mishnah. The Chacham learned in the Mishnah. Now, when is the end zman? When is the time? Shekol hayom kasher la mitzvah shechayvasim b'yom betani b'spesachim kol hayom kasher l'mila ela shezrizin makdimin la mitzvah shenemar be'akeda v'yashkeim Avraham b'boiker v'da v'le mishnah b'megil l'sham the chashev there in the mishnah when it talks about shezrizin the chashev kol mitzvah pratiyah shekshem kol hayom v'loy chashev mila b'hadayu ayin shar. He's asking a question, why there in the Mishnah Masechta Megillah, when it enumerates the various mitzvahs that can be done the entire day, how come Mila is not mentioned? V'nir li d'bekavona shavka hatana. It was done by design. The Tana of the Mishnah deliberately left out Mila, that Mila can be done the entire day. Why? D'vada gam b'mila keidhu. It's true that, correct, you can do b'dyeved Mila the whole day. Ela, shebeshoi mitzvahs ein kepeid d'kol kachim nechar ma'at. There's no hakpada. We're not so disturbed if it's delayed. If you don't lay in the Megillah, first thing in the morning, no. So you lay in the Megillah, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. They have Megillah readings the whole day. Av shebavadi mitzvah l'hakdim. Avol b'mila shuchoysein b'ris kodesh. Here's coming to say a very big yisoid. Mila is in a category to itself. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos says, Tosfos says, it's 13 times. Yud, Gimel, Brisos. 13 times the Torah used the word bris in regard to bris milah. Tosfos says a mitzvah chamura, and that's why it's doich Shabbos. We don't hold the Chazal did not step in and say do it the next day like it did comes to shofar and lulav. Don't do it. No, you do it on Shabbos because mitzvah chamura. It's to chesam bris kodesh uvezen nichnas lekedusha yesh kepeda gedol. It's a very powerful words. Very powerful stuff. He says, "Kepeda gidoyla sheloy laachara ulechein gam bebraisa loytani hach dezrizim akdimim rak lamila." And that's why the braisa, not the mishnah, that discusses the concept of dezrizim akdimim mitzvah. The example that is cited is bris mila. Even though there are many mitzvahs that have this concept, v'yesh lanu litzavos alaminik lizmanenu, and therefore we have to complain. Okay, litzaveach. We have to complain. Al minig zmanenu, that people are becoming lazy in our generation. Shema'achren hamila kama shos b'yom ebnei shetusim. Foolish reasons. Sheloi bo kol hakruyim, because the guests have not yet come, or the guests cannot come so early in the morning. Uvidoymeh shetusim ke'ele. There are other foolish excuses why people in our generation are delaying bris milah until later in the day. And this is something which is shocking. Avoin pelili. It's a shocking sin. Avoin pelili. It's a shocking sin. A shocking avera to delay the bris milah past chatzos. Okay, it's very, very powerful stuff.
This is what the Avraham Ben El makes a point of saying by Vakesh Hamiso, Ki Hasan Domim,
By Moshe.
He wants to be modest, wants to say that God gave him the commandment to take for the Israel out of Mitzrayim, and they are bizarre, and he wanted to go down and start with Shlichus. God said to him, by Vakesh Hamiso, when time for Milah, that comes first, no matter what.
Milah is special. It's the Chosam Bris Kodesh. Ois test the ain l'tamoyah kevon. This is why people mitzvahs lama lo yomulu koydim atfilah. Now let's go to the extreme. Okay, once already we're so makbid, so we should do the mila before davening. Why do mila after davening? First thing first, do mila the moment the sun rises, and then we'll daven. Yomulu koydim atfilah ze iavsher. That's incorrect. Don't ask that question. Chad number one, the tefilah he mitzvah tadiris. We have the principle. Tadir, v'she'ene tadir, tadir kaidem. Mitzvah tadiris. The yeish baharbe mitzvos. Number two, when you daven, you are mimikai multiple mitzvos. You're putting on tzitzis, you're putting on tefillin, you're saying kriyashma, yitzias mitzrayim, mechuluchu, v'yeish baharbe mitzvos, tzitzis, utfillin, ukriyashma, utfila, v'od shari mitzvos, lasa suda. Another reason is because when you do the bris milah, you must immediately make a suuda. You can't eat before you daven. V'koydem atfila lo yuchlu litoim litoim. Omam zeu vada imakal kar hispalu v'hamoyel oyasanik oyavia ben lo hispalu adayin. That's all true. Now, so therefore, that's why it's ridiculous to suggest that you should do the bris milah before you daven. Three reasons. Number one, tadir v'sheinu tadir tadir koydem. Number two, because they're doing multiple mitzvahs in davening. Number three, you have to make a suda. But that only applies to the tzibur. But this does not apply to the moil or the sandik. Let's say they wake up late. You have a chav with sandikos, and the bris milah is called for the davening at 6 o'clock, and the tzaddik walks in 7 o'clock or 6:30, he did not yet daven. So he can say, I didn't daven yet, you're going to have to wait for me to daven. No. The tzibur has to daven, but not the individuals.
But the suit is necessary, it's part of the
meal. It's part of the meal, yes. Sos anoichi alim rasecha kemoitzei shalom. Chazal say sos refers specifically to bris milah. La'yehudim es oira simcha v'sosin v'ikar sosin zu milah. That's why there's a special degree of a simcha, and ain't simcha ella the basar. People don't like to have flesh by a bris milah, but you have to at least have something that's doyma lebasar. Fish is just as good as meat. Amam zehu vaday imakahal kar espalu v'hamoil oyasanek oyavi aben lo yespalu adayin me'ez esibu yimulu v'achakach yespal for whatever reason. If for whatever reason the father of the Avaya Ben or the Sanik of the Mol Me'ez Siba doesn't matter. Then since the Tziba already daven, Yimoilu, the Achakach Yispalulu, and then they'll daven. Period. Next Shiloh. What about a Mila and a Levaya? Let's say you have a community. In a community, so everyone's going to do both. Everyone is in it together. Should they first do the Bris Mila and then do Halvaya Sameis? Or should they first do the Halvaya Sameis and then do the Mila? It's a very big tzar. Al-Pi Kabbalah, every moment that the mace is delayed, is a tzar to the Neshama. We don't know what this means, but we don't play around with it. So what about the Achach Yisrael? Mila Kodemes L'Meis Mitzvah. Doesn't matter. Mila comes before even a mace mitzvah. Even a mace mitzvah, he writes over here. V'im Av Oinein. What if Av's father is an Oinein? Yisbar B'Simon Shin Mem. Now that's later on. The Im Hamila, well, it's before. That's way before in the laws of Avelos. V'im Hamila Huncha Mibnei Choyli Shalatinuk. What happens if the mila is delayed? In other words, it's not a mila bizman. The Israme Hamila Vapinya bin Biyamecha. So now the baby, now it's already past 30 days. This child is the Bukhar. And now it's already delayed more than 30 days. So now however the situation came about, you have two mitzvahs to do. You have a pinyin aben and you have a mila. So what do you do first? V'shrami amilu v'abinyin aben biyom yachod. Gam kein magdim amilu av shapinyin hu bizmanoi v'amilu hi shaloi bizmanoi. Even though, let's say, the milah is shaloi bizman, and now it's the zman, the pinyin, it's the mamish, the 30th day, milah still goes first. Because milah is chamura. Mikol moka milah adifa minei, it's mocha choshuv, im lo shadayin ein yechom lomoloi, v'gi zman apinyin do'os poidin oisoi gam gishloi nimol adayin, period. So that's another very interesting chiddush, and that happens sometimes. If you have a situation where the baby cannot have a bris milah for a long period of time, because the baby is not ready, you have the pidyon haben before you have the milah.
You don't have to require.
What?
Pidyon could be before.
Yes. If you have a situation where the baby is not going to have a bris milah for a few months, okay, preemie.
I know, I'm just saying religious.
No, you don't need. You don't need the baby. You don't need the baby to have to be not an oral to do a bris to do a pinyin aben. That's what he paskins. He says the giyaz man pinyin de oz clear poidin oisoy gam kishloy nimol adayin. Period. Next shiloh. What about on Rosh Hashanah? When is the proper zman to do a bris milah on Rosh Hashanah? Before you blow shofar, after you blow shofar?
Before.
So Rosh Hashanah kishachal mila magdimim gamken a mila lahat kiyos. That's the minig. You do mila first. Kimavur beorachaim sim tovkuf peidal luchol hamitzvos mila kodemes mila. Generally, basic yisod over here is it comes first. It comes before tkiyas shayfer. It comes before halvoyas hameis. It comes before pidyon haben and kol shana. It comes before any other mitzvah you have to do. Mila comes first, but not before davening, because davening, the three reasons we gave, davening or davening comes first. What? So it depends. If the baby is a choila, the baby is sick, then the minig is yes. You have many of the gedolim that the baby needs a refuah. The baby needs a refuah. It should give the name immediately, so people have a name what to say to be mispalo for. If the baby is not a choila, well, the baby just just needs more time. What?
The baby's doing better, but
he's not ready.
He's not, he doesn't quite need the weight.
You don't refer to the baby by name, by opinion Aben.
Don't have the name.
I don't think so. I don't think there's any mention of the baby's name by the opinion Aben.
Okay,
there's no mention. So you don't need.
It's a conversation between the
making me feel it right. You have a lot. I read a lot of stories of Chaim Kanievsky. They go to Chaim Kanievsky and they tell the baby's very much they do. So he says, give him a name right away. Right away, so you have a name to be Mispala. So that from that story, I understand that if the baby is not seriously ill, the baby is just, you know, it's natural. The doctor will say, you know, he just needs a few more days. So then you wait to give the name until the bris mila. But if it's something very serious, then you can give the name immediately. Years ago, I remember he used to have Tinoi. I remember years ago, he used to be Mispala for a child, and they never gave a name. They go, Tinoi Ben, so and so. So that was a different, that was years ago. Today, from these stories I'm hearing now, was that no, they give.
There was a baby who was in the hospital for 3-4 months. They didn't give a name, but after 4 months, they asked Hashem. They said, give a name after 4 months, even though it's not very. Really
4 months they have. Okay, I hear they give immediately, mamish, immediately. I know someone, I'm just thinking about it now, Ryan. I know someone, one of my neighbors had a grandchild. They went to Eretz Yisrael, the baby was very, very sick. And they went to Rav Chaim, and Rav Chaim said, give the name right away. The baby was Nifter. It was Nifter like 2 weeks later, after it was born, but they gave a name immediately to be Mispalo. 15 years ago, I would probably see a son be Mispalo for Tinoik Ben so and so. Say times have changed. Okay. Girls, you give a name. There are different minhagim. Some wait until Shabbos.
No, I'm talking about a sick girl.
Sick girl. Well, it doesn't really make a difference because there's no. There is an inyan. There is an inyan that the name should be given at the time of Bris Mila. But when it can't be done, it can't be done. Okay, next halacha. Halacha is next. Ois Yud. Im hayatinik chayle. Ein lono soat shayavri. You don't do the bris mila until the baby heals. Even one limb. Period. You have to wait until the baby, even one limb. If the baby has an infection in his arm, on his leg, doesn't matter. You don't do the bris mila. The baby has to be fully, 100% healthy to do the bris mila. That's an important halacha. V'zeh loshen anemuk Yosef. Kvar daike minei. Rab vosa. Dem yishum tsar. V'choyli kol shuhu ma'ashino yisoy lomul. Ad sheyavri. Kidei shalo yavi lidei sakana. Even if the baby is just uncomfortable, there's just something wrong. You see there's something uncomfortable about the baby, you have to wait because it can come lidei sakana. A child is very delicate. An infant is very delicate. The chayin kasva goyin, the kol tinik shuhu mitzta'er, has pain, bein machmas choyli, bein machmas dover acher, ein moilino so ad sheyavri, ad kar l'shoynei. V'ho iter, it's one of the rishonim kosav, kach derisi kol tinik shuhu mitzta'er, oi kachush et suik bi'atzmo, mamtinin lo ad sheyavri, ad kar l'shoynei. Now, he comes to differentiate v'yesh, hefresh, bein choyli kol aguf, l'choyli b'yavirecha, d'choyli b'yavirecha, midei miyad, kishe yisrape, moilino soy. If there's a choyli in one limb, the moment that limb has been healed, immediately the bris mila is to be done. And that includes if a baby is jaundice. Okay, the baby is jaundice. That's not considered in halacha to be called guf, even though that affects the whole baby, right? That's the kidneys, right? It affects the whole baby. The cholera is not right. In halacha, that is considered to be one aver. And the moment the bilirubin reaches the level where the doctor or the moral gives the A-OK, immediately. But if the baby has a fever, you're not having a bris for a long time. The baby has a fever, that's considered to be called choli. Then you have to wait 7 days after the baby heals. That's a whole different ballgame. Avla choli b'chol aguf, kigoy machmas kadachas. The baby has a fever. What's called a fever for a baby? No, not yellow. Yellow is jaundice. That's fine. Yellow is that you have to wait until the baby, the color comes down. But a fever, what's a fever? It's not 98.6. Babies have a different set of numbers. They have a different criteria. What is called? Anyone know? What's called a fever for a baby?
What's
an infant.
The normal temperature for a baby?
Infant.
Did it do pediatrics or
pediatrics? Yeah,
it's not 98.6.
No, 99.
It's a higher. There's a different criteria. What is considered to be? To lower. What? To lower?
Where are you getting the readings from?
How accurate they are.
They don't have the proper thermometers nowadays.
They banned the
news.
Your forehead. That's not accurate. Okay. Avol ha-choyle b'chol ha-guf k'machmas kadachas oy machalas ha-chamimus. Okay, I don't know what kadachas is, a chamimus. oy shor min choli hamispashay b'chol aguf tzrichim lahamtin lo od shiva yamim me eis le'eis. Not just calendar days. So you have to go from the moment in the day when the baby, the fever breaks, that you can't have a bris until 7 days later at that. The fever breaks at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You got to wait 7 days, 7 complete days until 3 o'clock in the afternoon when the first opportunity to have a bris milah. Dafka acha sheyisra pei. The kachar mechazal b'shabbos choltzasoy chama. If the fever breaks, kolayma, what does it mean choltzasoy? Choltzasoy means it departs, like chalitza, to remove. You remove the shoe. If the fever is removed from the baby, then you give Zayin Yamim, you give 7 days, Misha Yavri, from the moment that he heals. Do you need it 7 days, 24 hours on the clock, or calendar days? On the seventh day, it's good enough. Early in the morning, 6 a.m. is good enough. V'loy ifshita. The Gemara does not resolve the question. V'safik nefashos lahakel. And therefore we go lahakel, safik nefashos, which basically means you have to wait the extra hours. V'atam detzach zayin yom in the cave of the machla nisfashta b'chol aguf. Since the disease has spread to the entire body, tzach aguf chizuk, yoyser. The body needs more time to recover. The im yesh loy koev einayim nu halacha. Let's say there's an eye infection. Oy im akeev rafa. If it's a light pain, okay, he's saying there's not an infection. I take that back. That's wrong. There's a pain. The baby has pain in the eye. I don't know how you can make the determination. I guess the doctors can. What? You can see pain. That's an infection. That's an infection. So I don't know. I don't know how you know this. I guess there was some intelligent babies that were able to talk to you. The im akeev rafa molenos miyad kishayavri. That's not a problem. Avol kishakeev chazok. Going sheyesh loit seer this mucus. There's some type of liquid, foreign liquid in the eyes. Oy sheshesheis dimaos. The baby is tearing in an unusual way. Machmas akeev. Oy shahayu sheshesheis dam. There's blood coming. Oy shahayu loy rear. There's some type of mucus. Utchilas hamachle davar zem. Utchilas hamachne davar zem. Mispashim b'chol aguf. Shemichal and Shabbos al zed. This is a type of situation where you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for a baby. K'mashikasa be'ei arachaim simtosh shoshin chavches. Ulechein. Therefore, in these types of situations, you have to wait 7 days from the time the baby heals. Ulechein tzach zayin yam le'es la'es achas sheyavri v'yir li da al kol mash nispar sham de mechal nolav es haShabbos. Anything that it says in arachaim that you would be mechal is a very simple rule of thumb. If the baby is sick to the degree where you would be mechalel Shabbos for the baby, and that doesn't take very much. It doesn't take very much. You have a situation with the baby, no one's taking games. You'll go to the hospital right away. The first thing you got a problem, you go to the hospital. You'll be mechalel Shabbos, whatever you have to do to take care of the baby. If you have the baby, it's not Shabbos, it's during the weekday, but if this was Shabbos, you would be mechalel Shabbos for this condition. Guess what? Cancel the caterer. There's no bris happening so fast. You're going to have to wait an additional 7 days from the time the baby first heals. Then, Shem de Mechalim of the Shabbos, K'may Maka, Begav Hayad, on the back of the hand, Begav HaRegel, or on the palm of the hand, the back of the hand, the Regel, Uchayetz Buchem, Shrichim Lahamtin, Zayam, Me'es L'es, Achar Shayavri. Yud Beis, Yei, Shereitzim Lema, Dichshin Nisrapeh, Abiyam Hei, Libli Limolo. Then if the baby heals, Biyam Hei, Libli lemolo mibnesh sheyeh shlishi lemila b'Shabbos. That if the baby heals on hey
Thursday.
So what is 6 days? So what is
7 days?
What is 7 days? What is 7 days from Thursday?
And then the third day after that, the third day
after Shabbos. So okay, it's a complicated case. So if the baby heals, the baby breaks its fever on Thursday. So let's count 7 days. 7 days going to be Wednesday, right? Wednesday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That'll be 8 days. Thursday to Thursday is 8 days. So it's Wednesday, Wednesday to Thursday, Friday, Shabbos.
A week later,
Thursday. It comes out Wednesday.
It's on Thursday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So you go Friday,
that's
Shabbos,
right.
Thursday, dichashanisrape biyoim hey, libli limolo, do not, 7 days is not enough. Why is...
But you don't want to do it
now because you're going to jeopardize the baby, because then you have to take into consideration what's going to happen 3 days later. If you're going to do the bris milah on Thursday, so it's going to be Thursday is the first day for the milah, Friday and Shabbos will be shlishi lemilah. Shlishi lemilah b'Shabbos v'yitztarchu l'chalel Shabbos. Some want to suggest that. So if the baby is not well, and it's already shalei bizman, and you're going to the bris milah on Thursday, and we forecast that Shabbos is shlishi lemilah. Shlishi lemilah in halacha is a very severe thing. So they have a kevon to have a milah shalei bizman. Also ligrim chilul kamo she'ein mafligin besfina gimel yom kaidim l'Shabbos. Just like you're not allowed to go travel 3 days before Shabbos, because when you know you're going to have a michal Shabbos. Those who hold that kol shekein day two is a greater sakana and day one is a greater sakana. Gam b'shishi ein l'mo'alo. Period. Okay, so therefore, wait, let's first review the Yisoydais. He laid out over here, he just said a mouthful, the Aruch HaShulchan. Number one, he's saying there's a concept by an infant called Shlishi Lamila, and he's saying a bigger Chiddush. And Kol Shekein Sheni Lamila. That's a Chiddush. Because that lot of Paiskim, that you don't hear of. There's an Indian, that, what? The Sheni is even worse than Shlishi?
Shlishi is,
his certain concept is that there's a pain, and then it gets better, and then there's like a curve. You're healed, it gets better, then it gets worse, and then it gets better. There is such a concept that there is no great sakana on Yom Sheni and not on Yom Rishon, and the great sakana is Yom Shlishi. Now, by the way, before we go further, Moilim told me, I spoke to Moil, that this does not apply with Zman Hazeh. A baby, as far as they're 90% of the babies that finished like 3 hours after the bris milah is over, they're done. The whole thing is over. They healed, and I healed. But the kamat, the surge, the tsar for the baby, it's kamat over a few hours after the bris milah. But what Chazal say shlishi milah? An adult that has bris milah can suffer complications up to 3 days. Avraham Avinu was an adult, and people today, Balei Tshuva or Gerim, have a bris milah, Enoch Nami, there you have to be careful up to 3 days. But children, they don't, it's hard, Chazal or not, it's hard, modern science has a hard time dealing with this concept of shlishi milah. It doesn't take 3 days for a baby, an infant, to heal from the...
Right, so
halacha, I know, and we always say this, halacha has its world, and science has its world, and they don't necessarily coincide. So there's an inyan of making a su'uda on shlishi lemilah. On the 10th day of the baby's birth is a very big deal. Shlishi lemilah is supposed to be in the chassidim. It's a big inyan.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's sakana. There is no sakana. Go to all the medical schools, they'll tell you there is no sakana for an infant on shlishi lemilah. So why are we celebrating? And now he's telling you lahalacha. Ad kidei kach lahalacha, that you shouldn't do a bris milah when it's shloi bizman on a Thursday because you have the problem of shlishi lemilah on Shabbos. What are you talking about? Teretz says halacha has its set of rules, its reality, and science has its reality. If they coincide, very good. If they don't coincide, it doesn't change anything. You have to have emunas chachamim, maybe nishtana hateva, things change over generations, or there are things that we don't know about, whatever, that's the topic of a discussion of itself.
Baby is sick, let's say the second or third day.
Yeah.
So we wait 7 additional days?
Yes, from the time the baby heals, the moment the baby is healed,
they do.
Ma'aseh b'chol yom. If a baby has...
They wait 7 days.
What's the problem? A healthy baby, the most of the problem is jaundice. So that's called in...
You know, know, a child is born and he has a whatever trauma issues. He has a high fever.
That's it. A fever? That's 7 days. If the Pashut Adno, it doesn't matter. Yeah, sure they do. Sure they do.
Absolutely.
A baby that has a fever is a very serious thing.
7 days.
First of all, a baby that has a fever is a very serious thing.
Absolutely.
Okay, an adult that has a fever, you get a cold.
Yeah, but the baby has a fever the second day, the third day, and the fourth day, is fine.
No, you have to wait 7 days. This is my symbol. Yeah.
After the fourth day, you wait 7 more days.
I know that. The baby comes on the seventh day.
You call up the
mile,
arrange it. You tell him the mile has a fever, I'll tell you wait.
A mile, a good mile is worth his money. We'll ask you, did the baby have a fever? Are there any complications? And if they say the baby had a fever, that's it. That's it. The show is canceled. And it becomes, you know, it becomes very complicated, because what happens is you have to go, you have to know exactly me ace la ace. You have to go me ace la ace. I've seen this. I've heard. I've looked at it. What happens? When did the fever break?
And the mile usually calls the doctor to get in her body, to get authorized, to continue.
You have to know when did the fever break. So the doctor's not going to, you know, you're not going to make the determination of the doctor. The doctor will come maybe in the morning. He'll come 10 o'clock in the morning. He shows up and says, oh, the baby's okay. And when did the doctor give his psak halacha? Let's say, 6 o'clock in the afternoon. That means 7 days later, the zman to do bris milah is 6 o'clock in the afternoon, right? The most inconvenient time. Okay, so we're talking when it's not yet dark at night, right? So you have to do, you only have an hour. Shki is at 7 o'clock. So it's shloi bizman, but just because it's shloi bizman, there's a mitzvah to do the bris milah as soon as possible. So when is the bris milah going to be? Between 6 and 7. And there's no monkey business. There's no room to dilly dally.
The monkey business is the mile.
The mole will come late.
He's going to be better at 8 o'clock Sunday morning.
And not the other way. The other way. I heard of a mile saying before Yom Tov.
Yeah.
I have a bris at 6 o'clock in the afternoon. He says.
Yeah. So it's a big problem. So let's go further. So this is what he wants to suggest. Avo. Now this is a very important concept. Avo. We're in the middle of Ois Yud Beis. We're right smack in the middle of this paragraph. Avo. Yesh Shadocha Devrayim Betam Nochoin. Shabesvina Atzma Amar B'Shabes Tzvar Mitzvah Mutter. This very strong whole makar comes from the halacha that you're not allowed to go traveling on a ship 3 days before Shabbos, when you know that when it comes Shabbos you have no choice but to mechal Shabbos. So you're not allowed to go out on Wednesday. But if you're going with dvar mitzvah, I'm going to collect tzedakah, pinyon shvuim, whatever it is, then you are allowed to go set sail within 3 days of Shabbos, even though you know good and well that when it comes Shabbos you're going to have to mechal Shabbos. So bris milah certainly is a mitzvah. So why should it still be different? The kol shchem b'milah, period. Another reason why this svar is incorrect. The midloy ish tamtu hapaiskim lahaske the milah shloi bizman alo yimo biyom hey. What about every milah shloi bizman? Let's say there's about teshuva. Let's say there's a ger. We never find anywhere in any place that gerus does not take place on Wednesdays. Wednesdays there's no gerus because it has to be milah, and the milah is going to be yom shlish. It's going to be Shabbos, and there's going to be sakana. You can have to mechal Shabbos. Did you ever hear such a thing like that? Never. It's the same way you don't hear us too when it comes to gerus and things like that, shloi bizman. So when the baby is sick and the baby gets better on a Wednesday, and then the next Wednesday is going to be 3 days before Shabbos, there's no such thing. You don't hold back. You do what you have to do right now. Whenever we'll be on Shabbos, we'll be. If you need to be mechal Shabbos, you'll be mechal Shabbos. That's not our problem at this moment in time. Hilkach lesa, the Aruch HaShulchan rejects in the strongest terms lahaidina v'chein haminik poshut v'ein l'shanos. There's nothing to ask. A bris milah is done 7 days after the baby heals me'ace le'ace. You do it right away, regardless of if it's a Wednesday or a Thursday or a Friday. It's done immediately. Okay, let's do one more short paragraph. Tumtum v'shenikra v'nimsa zachar. Okay, these are strange cases. Rachman l'slan, we have a tumtum, person that the simanim are concealed, and he undergoes a surgical procedure to expose the zachrus. Nimo l'shmini l'leidaso. Even though, don't make a mistake and think that you're going to do bris milah 8 days from the conclusion of the surgical procedure. Or let's say maybe a surgery is a sakana. When you're doing surgery, maybe that's like the baby having a fever, And you should wait 7 days after the surgery is over. Okay, you have a tum-tum, you have to do a surgical procedure. Let's wait 8 days. So now let's say they do the surgical procedure on the baby's 7th day. So let's wait another 7 days. So the baby will be on day 14. No, you can do it tomorrow on day 8. That's when it comes to a tumtum. Because a tumtum is a vadai zocher. When they do this procedure and they find his simonim. Aval and the reginis, which means he has both, zachrus and nikevus. So therefore in halacha is a suffix zocher, suffix nikeva. That's the last Mishnah in Masechta. In the Sechta Bikurim, the last Mishnah, it's a whole shiloh, it's a real perek. Is that a real perek? That perek?
It's
a whole shiloh, it's a real perek. Yeah. How it got there?
It's not from.
That's the seam of Seder Zroim, right? That's the seam of Seder Zroim?
Yeah.
Seam of Seder Zroim? The Yesh Mi, I made a seam here on that perek. Yeah, I made for my mother, I remember. The Yesh, the Mi Sheyesh Leshte Arlois. Or an example where a person has two arlois, v'hainu shtei oyois or shnei gidim, whatever the situation is, some unusual situation. The yoytzei dofen. Now this is a very important thing. People don't know this. The yoytzei dofen. If a baby was born, they call it cesarean, C-section. All these different terms they have. The bris milah is not done on Shabbos. There are many stories, very very sad. There are stories where people they arrange for a bris on Shabbos. They hire the mother, hire the caterer, and then guess what? The bris is canceled. Because they didn't ask, the mother didn't ask, was this baby born naturally, or was there a C-section? And C-section are done today, mamish, unfortunately, meisim b'chol yom, for all different reasons, whatever the situation is. Even though they hate doing it, it's not a good thing to do, they say. It's not a good thing to do, but sometimes it has to be done. And it happens, meisim, and sometimes the mother forgets to ask the question. And they hire, and people don't know the halacha, they hire a caterer, and everyone, the family is there. Oh, cancelled. I heard this story. The whole thing is cancelled because there was a C-section. Yoytzei doifen, because it says kisha kisa zhiv yolda. It has to be a natural leida, not a cesarean. Nimol l'shmoina, yoytzei doifen, nimolim l'shmoina, aval ein nechalin aleim es ha-shabbos. All of these situations, tam chal shabbos, is barba simen reish tam chav. There is a very big chiddush. Someone wants to say this. There are poskim that say this, but it's not the practice. And that is a woman who can see through artificial insemination. All the various high-tech technologies, which includes many different types of, IVF. All the different types of technology, there's no bris milah on Shabbos. It's not derech Shabbos, even though it's a regular leida, because isha ki sazria v'yolda zachar. It's not begeder sazria. IVF in halacha is not called sazria, so it does not trigger the beheter to be mechalel Shabbos mila. And when the bris mila for the 8th day is on Shabbos, even though the birth was a natural childbirth, I think of Shlomo Zalman paskins like this. Rav Shlomo Zalman is in the Pella. The halacha lemaisa, this psak is not accepted. Halacha lemaisa, even if the baby is IVF, the minhag ha'olam is to do bris mila on Shabbos, mechalel Shabbos and bris mila. But it's a very big chiddush, and there must be people who do follow this. There must be some, and probably they use it when they have other sfeikas of zman, you know, ben hashmoshes, v'chulu. So maybe they use the mitzare for this idea.
You get a doctor who says the kid's sick.
It's IVF, and that happens. And Baruch Hashem, not Baruch Hashem, but we all know that this happens ma'aseh b'chol yom. That's also a whole, that's a sugi to in itself. Let's assume it's the husband's sperm. If it's not the husband's sperm, that's a whole different league. That's a whole different shiloh. That's a whole different shiloh. When it's the husband's sperm and they do a workup, sometimes the husband's a very low sperm count. So they have the only way it works is through IVF. But it's the husband and it's the wife. It's there are very few shilohs. Okay, the only shilohs they have is being moitzes zer levatolah, which is a very shvacha reason not to do it. But then is very common. And I mean, I don't really know about what I've been told. But I hear my choyah pargord. I hear these things. So that's no big deal. The big tough shilas that you're referring to, Satmar and Rav Moshe, is where it's not going to be the husband's sperm. That's already.
But if it's the husband's sperm, then the bris is on
Shabbos. No, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. We're just talking about you're allowed to do it all together. Let's talk about you're allowed to do it. is a woman allowed to become pregnant? A married woman allowed to become pregnant with sperm that's not from her husband? Is that permitted? That's a very tough shayla. It's a very, very, very difficult shayla. But if it's the husband's sperm, the whole world, except as far as I know, even the Hasidim who were against Rav Moshe today, it's like davar pasha. It's done without any question. It's done when it's the husband's. As far as having the baby is born on Shabbos, and you want to have the bris milah on Shabbos, that doesn't make a difference. That in halacha, according to some, it's not called kisazria and does not trigger uvayoyim hashmini yimol afilu b'Shabbos. Halacha l'maisa, that's not accepted, and it is done on Shabbos. That's as far as I know from the limited knowledge that I've heard about, that I've read about. That's what I remember. Okay, we're going to stop here with Oyz Yudal, take a short break. Then we're going to do.